The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, my next guest is just 32 years old, but he has been on some journey since he was aged 18, because Shane Mullins was in a car in 2005 that crashed, and he suffered catastrophic injuries at the time. Shane was driving the car, and Shane was drunk when he was driving that car. But I'm delighted to say Shane joins me now on the line. Shane, you're very welcome to the show. You might bring me back, first of all, to 2005, that night you crashed your car. Talk to me about the lead up to it.
Hello, Kieran. How are you? Back to 2005. Well, I came in the door from work because I was working in the construction site at the time. I came in the door from work. I had a bath, and usually my mother would take the keys off me, but I snuck them out and I took the car up to a house party. And I was drinking, and then I drove to the pub, and then I continued drinking. And on the way back, I crashed it, and that's it.
You're a young lad. You've just got a car. I assume I'm kind of thinking 2005. You're working in construction. You're probably
that's
making
when
decent
the boom
money.
Was around. That's when the boom was there. Plenty of work.
So plenty of work, plenty of money coming in, and plenty of partying at the weekend.
Exactly.
And did anyone at the time, any of your friends who were at these house parties or anything, did any of them ever say, Jesus, Shane, you've had a few pints in you?
Like,
oh, yeah?
They were trying to take keys off in Irvine, but they couldn't. I just take it back again.
Okay, so even your peers kind of realised this is lunacy, Shane.
Yeah, but I wouldn't listen to them.
So was it at the end of the night? Was it driving home or what were you doing when you crashed?
Driving back to the house party again after the pub shut.
Oh, right. Okay. For back for more drinking. So yourself, a friend was in the car with you.
He escaped unharmed, thanks to God.
What do you remember about the crash itself, Shane?
I don't remember anything. I just remember waking up and out of the coma.
So you don't remember anything? You've probably been filled in then a little bit. Can you tell me what happened at the crash? Or?
Well, there was one lad rushed down to the middle of the field and got me out, and I was bleeding from the mouth. My lungs were upset of a bad chest, but I'm smoking as well, unfortunately. But he got me only for him, he helped me as well. And then the first responders came on the scene and they helped me. So everyone helped,
So a friend of yours got you out. So were you close to the pub or close to the house party then by the time you crashed?
I was close to the house party, yeah.
Okay, so they realised what happened and someone pulled you out of the car, obviously realised you were in a bad way. How, you don't remember any of this, how many days later did you wake up in hospital, or how long afterwards?
Four
days. Okay, so that four, I suppose, gives people a sense of how badly.
I was on a ventilator machine. I was being peg fed.
Talk me through the injuries that you suffered.
Well, I've lost sight in my left eye, and I've bad balance. And the right-hand side now, you wouldn't notice as much. Only very little things I wouldn't be able to do,
When you say the right-hand side, your right arm, your right leg as well?
My right leg and my right arm, yeah. And my right side of the face was a bit down as well. It was like I had a stroke.
God, really, really horrific. And what about your face? Did the muscles build back up in your face?
I'm still good-looking, Kieran.
Oh, don't worry about it. Okay.
I'm still good-looking.
Some relief.
That's all that matters.
A bit of relief for you.
Falling around me.
Tell me this, your eye, any hope of ever getting sight back in your eye, or is that permanent?
No, that's gone. Completely gone.
And then afterwards, Shane, when you woke up in the hospital, and in the weeks and months afterwards, what kind of challenges did you meet? I suppose, you obviously had a bit of weakness in the body that you had to work through. What else?
I had a bit of weakness and getting used to the right eye. It was shaking a lot, my right eye, even though I had no sight in the left eye, but my right eye was shaking a lot, getting used to just the one eye, having the power in the one eye anymore. Then it finally settled down, and then it was all right.
What was your, you say you were determined to get back to full fitness. I mean, had you something in mind that you wanted to do again? You know, was it?
No, not really. No. I just wanted to see how far I can push brain injury and see what I can do with it. I was always a competitive sort of young lad. Like,
what work are you doing now? Construction, obviously. Is that gone out the window?
Construction is an absolute no-no since 2005. And I was farming a lot as well when I was a young lad, and that's an absolute no-no. Sports is an absolute no-no.
So what are you doing?
I play poker, but not since the lockdown. I play poker not night, and I go to the gym. And recently, I started working down at Ballinasloe Community Creche, and I was working 2 days a week down there.
Do you still take a drink?
No, I'm off it 10 years.
You're off it 10 years. So you went back drinking after the crash then?
I did. For about 5 years afterwards.
And back to the type of drinking you had been doing previously, or had you modified it at all?
Well, no, I was back to my usual, like coming out of hospital during the week and going out the weekends.
And did you drink and drive?
No, I wasn't allowed to drive.
If you had been allowed to drive, do you think you might have done it?
No way. I was a total different man after my injury. Different man. I was only doing it because I wanted to fit in. And little did I know, I didn't need it at all. I'm an absolute fantastic and delicious man without it.
And what made you give up the drink in the end then, Shane?
Because I realised I wanted to achieve in life, do something with my life, and I knew one thing that was in my way was drink.
What do you want to achieve?
So I got off it and got rid of it. I want to be happy is the main thing. I want to be happy, and I'm happy in myself because I'm trying. Once you're trying in life, you should be happy.
And what is your message then, Shane, to younger people? About that age group, kind of 17, 18, once we come out of COVID and this is all behind us and there's all that money that's on deposit in banks, people are spending it. There's going to probably be a bit of an upswing in the economy. People will be making money on building sites again. What's your advice?
My advice is, going back to young people now, is the hard man attitude is gone. That attitude is gone. You could leave in my time, leave school in my time, and you go into building. But now it's more important to get education. You need education in life to get on. And that is a fact. And it's more and more, as time goes on, you need more education.
Yeah, I think that's a good message, a good way to wrap things up. Shane, listen, we really appreciate your time. And we thank you so much for talking to us and being so honest, I suppose, about what you went through and your own reflection on it. Now, Shane Mullins there. And Shane has developed, I should mention, the DMES or DMES system. So DMES stands for Determination, Motivation, Emotion, Support and Social Life. And you can find out more about it on his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DMESS1. So DMESS 00 ONE, DMESS ONE. That's on Facebook. Shane Mullins there, Shane. Thank you very much.